Nearly three decades after the school's program got the death penalty for violating recruiting rules, the basketball team was nailed today. The NCAA banned the Mustangs from postseason play for the coming season, and it suspended coach Larry Brown for 9 games. And as I report, Brown is a basketball legend and a repeat offender. The charges this time against Larry Brown? Academic fraud, unethical conduct, and a lack of control of his program.
I'm really disappointed in what happened to our kids. I know the NCAA has rules and they have to follow those rules, but when it comes to these kids, none of them had anything to do with this. It's about one person and one isolated instance.
That was Larry Brown at an afternoon press conference. The NCAA's investigation found a former staffer did online coursework for basketball player Keith Frazier, so he could become eligible to transfer and play at SMU. Then, when Brown found out, the NCAA says he didn't do enough to comply with its rules. Earlier, SMU President Gerald Turner called it an isolated incident.
This was one instance. It had nothing to do with credit at SMU. It had nothing to do with SMU faculty. It had nothing to do, really, with any process of SMU.
SMU is expected to be in the top 25 this season. Now, not only will the Mustangs have to miss the postseason, they'll have to give up 7 scholarships in the next 3 years. The NCAA also handed down penalties against SMU's former golf coach for recruiting violations. This is Brown's third run-in with the NCAA. His teams at UCLA and Kansas also suffered through postseason bans after he left for the NBA. Today, Brown defended himself.
Based on SMU's past history, I don't think they would ever have considered hiring me if they didn't have complete faith in me in running the type of program they could be proud of, and I have nothing to be ashamed of in any of those cases.
SMU still has 15 days to appeal the ruling, and a decision could take a few months. On campus, sophomore Aaron Treverier expressed support for the coach.
I'm 100% on Team Larry Brown. He's just done a lot for the school, for the culture here. You can definitely tell that the culture change has been really impactful on student life and spirit around campus, so definitely love having him here.
SMU basketball starts the season November 14th at Moody Coliseum. With or without Larry Brown. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.